Born free.
Born free.
Born to be wired. Welcome back to Born Free. Coming up, today's students' demonstration and, of course, the wedding of the century. Today, Bournemouth sixth form and university students walked out of class and gathered in Merrick Park to protest against rise in tuition fees. This is the latest peaceful protest against the government policy after the violent demonstration in London 2 weeks ago. We asked people in Bournemouth what they think about the Milbank riots.
Well, I don't like extreme measures. I think that they could do something a little bit different instead of making all that mess.
I don't really sympathize because it's going against the law sort of a thing. So that's my reason that I don't sympathize. I mean, there could be different ways that you could approach this problem rather than causing a riot and causing, you know, public property destruction.
I obviously think it's wrong, but I've heard a lot of people say that they feel there's some advantages over it because people with degrees who are going to get degrees now are going to be able to get the job more than loads more people coming in, and that's sort of rubbish. But I personally, yeah, I sympathize with the way they're being dealt with. I'm sure, like, a lot of the protests and stuff, they're going to see that as really violent, and then they're going to maybe say that it's not really a good method to be used, but it's just freedom of speech, really, in my opinion.
I don't agree with how they protested and the violence.
On the phone with us is Emma Wilson, Vice President of the Students' Union at Arts University College Bournemouth, live from the demonstration to tell us about the students' view. Good afternoon, Emma, and thank you for talking to us.
Hi, yeah, that's all right, no problem.
Can you tell us how many students are there with you?
There's hundreds, actually. We've got about 200 from ACB, and there's at least another 200-300 from Poole College and Brockenhurst College, I think, other colleges in Bournemouth.
And can you describe us the atmosphere of the demonstration?
I mean, it's quite a friendly march, you know. People have got guitars and drums, and it's quite friendly, but at the same time, a lot of people are very angry about the cuts. Yeah, lots of chanting, things like this. The police are trying to marshal it, get people on pavements, but the students want to be on the roads, they want to get noticed.
And do you think that walking out of lectures was an effective way of protesting?
Yeah, I do. You know, I think the local radio and the local TV have come down. It's a bit publicity for them. If it's a Saturday or Sunday, it might not have had as effect. You know, people are very angry. They want people to listen to them.
And because of the violence at Milbank, people turn a little bit against the students' cause. What do you want to do about that?
Yeah, I mean, that was a shame. And unfortunately, that was just the minority of people that got violent at Milbank. But unfortunately, it's made the taxpayer think that all students are violent. And why should they pay for their education? But I hope that people know that that was just a minority. It wasn't. There was very few of the students that did that.
And now let's move to the subject of the students' protest. Some people are saying that if every other section of society is getting affected by the spending cuts, then students too should share the load in these difficult times. What do you think?
Well, I don't think the students should get burdened with this debt you know, other people's mistakes. The student's going to think twice about going to uni now. They won't want to come out with, what, 21 grand of debt, whatever it is. And the cuts should be coming from other ways, you know, the war, the people on benefits, bankers' bonuses, all these things. That's where the money should be coming out of.
Thank you. And the students argue that the fee rise will deter especially the poor students to go to university, but they don't begin to pay off their loan until they start to effectively earn money, so like in the American system. So how does that is unfair?
What you mean that the poor students will... What do you mean, sorry?
The students go to university, but they don't begin to pay off the loan before they start to earn money.
Yeah, yeah. No, like a graduate tax. I actually think that's quite a good idea. It means that people that are doing, I don't know,